Jim talks about Coyote Mask. For Jim Allen, who owns the gift and knows its powers, I can't believe she'd want to give it up. Bad vibes, she said. Too dark, or some such nonsense. I think power. The dancer with the cunning tongue, mesmerizing rattlers, toads, and puma alike. I picture him totally out of control, rabid, head wagging, frothing at the mouth, his goatee flecked with spit, smacking his lips and licking his gums, terror waiting out of reach, ready to snatch away your kill. No wonder Zuni treasured tales of his treachery, why he's mascot to despair. Bobbing and weaving, he circles, all eyes follow. He's been known to tease, to change his shape, disappear, appear again. There are those who've seen him dining at the finest tables, blessed by the most elaborate churches. My neighbor recounts the time in the desert when she waited to be rescued from the cold, and Coyote took her to his den, fed her a meal of free-range hen, then mounted her, turning loose a tantalizing truth she'd been forced to hide for years. Power, did I say? He holds the lever, turns it at his pleasure, singing, "Yip, yip, yip, hooey, yip, 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 coyote!"